and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's snowing and only in the 20s in parts of the Deep South and even colder to the north. Frozen pipes are a big concern. Mike Ritter owns Great Lakes Heating and Air Conditioning in Indiana.
The same old saying that's been said for years is keep the water running, even just some kind of a constant steady drip. Moving water doesn't like to freeze. It's more difficult to freeze. Also keeping the cabinet doors underneath open a little bit will help get some air circulation through there.
Police in Vermont are investigating the fatal shooting of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Vermont Governor Phil Scott says a suspect was also killed.
The FBI is leading this investigation. And the Vermont State Police will continue to assist in any way they can. Information is still being collected, and we don't have more to share at this point, unfortunately.
Newly confirmed Secretary of State Marco Rubio met his employees today.
I want the Department of State to be at the center of how America and Great gauges the world. Not just how we execute on it, but on how we formulate it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
4 WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Extreme cold is causing school districts across Wisconsin to cancel classes today. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold warning from midnight through noon on Tuesday for many parts of the state. Officials said that the frigid weather could bring wind chills of 30 below zero to 40 below zero in parts of central, east central, and northeast Wisconsin. Wind chills as low as 40 below zero can cause frostbite on exposed skin in 10 minutes. As a result, many districts announced on Monday plans to call off school for the day on Tuesday, including Wisconsin Rapids. Among the largest districts that will be closed include Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Wausau, Kenosha, Racine, and La Crosse, among others. National Weather Service officials advise people to dress in layers, including a hat, face mask, and gloves if they go outside. Cover all exposed skin when possible. People in Wood County are reporting scam calls again, with the caller claiming to be from the Wood County Sheriff's Office. The number comes up on the caller ID as the main number for the Sheriff's Department. The caller alleges there is a warrant out for failure to appear for jury duty. The Wood County Sheriff's Office will not and does not call citizens and demand money for warrants. These calls are nothing new, but seem to be continuing in the area. Never provide personal information to these callers. If you're ever in doubt, don't hesitate to hang up and call directly to the Sheriff's Office. McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids is open for their regular business hours today from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., They are a designated warming center if you need to get out of the cold. While they're open regular hours, Baby Storytime and the Popcorn Science program are both canceled today. Most local libraries are designated warming centers today. They're open during regular business hours. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, scattered flurries and snow showers, and rising temps into the teens by dawn. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, still some flurries, not as cold, highs mid-20s. Colder again for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high only in the mid-teens, but warming back up for the weekend. Currently, it's 2 below.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to catch up with CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, Terry Johns. Looking forward to talking with Terry. Right now, we have on the phone our friend, Daniel Minter, president over at Assumption Catholic Schools. Daniel, thanks a lot for being with us today.
James, yes, you're welcome. I'm very glad to be here and share some updates about the schools with your listeners and appreciate all that the radio station does for us.
Whether it is playing Assumption sports or just talking about Assumption, we love talking our local schools and always appreciate the time from you and know how busy you guys are, especially getting back into the swing of things out of the long break. How is that going, Daniel?
Well, you know, yeah, it's going pretty well. Obviously, you know, it's always a quirk of the scheduling that because of the start of the school, our semester ends, you know, usually about a week or so after we get back from Christmas break. So then we have that. And then, of course, you mix in a little bit of 40 degree below wind chill. And then there is never a dull moment in a school.
But you're so right about that. That's a part of what we appreciate so much about not only people like yourself in your position, but our teachers and our custodians and so many of our school bus drivers. We wouldn't, none of this works without every one of those individuals. We really do appreciate all of them.
Very, very true.
Daniel, as far as events go, how are things going over at Assumption? We'll get an update from you about that.
Well, yep, sure. So obviously our winter sports are ongoing. In-house, we have our boys and girls basketball teams that are in the midst of their winter season here. We also this year have a co-op boys hockey team. We co-op with Pacelli and a couple of other schools for boys hockey this year. We've had girls hockey, but we didn't have any that went out this year for the girls team. And then we are also co-oping with wrestling. This year we're co-oping with Nakusa and Port Edwards for high school wrestling. And we actually did start our middle school wrestling program is in-house now. So we're restarting the Assumption wrestling program that had been such a well-received part of our athletic program in years gone by. And we hope to eventually expand that up to the high school level, assuming that the interest amongst the students continues to grow. I know they have an event coming up, middle school does, in January. We're going to be over at the Old East Junior High School using their gymnasium for a middle school wrestling meet. I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but if you check our website, assumptioncatholicschools.org, and click on the events tab, you can get to the calendar, and then from there you can get to the athletic calendar, and you can see all the details on the different athletic events that are going on.
And I can't tell you how easy that is. I was able to do it this weekend prepping for the show here, and it's a great website, very easy to navigate, and you guys do a really nice job of keeping this thing updated as well.
Yeah, well, it actually, you know, it went live in the last few days. We redid the site. We have a new web host now. And so it's totally revised. And I hope for people that are looking for things about Assumption, I hope that it will both be informative and much easier to use than the old website was. Mm. How you know if you're at the new website is there's a little slideshow on the homepage that goes across, and there's a big pop-up and like the one, the pop-up that I just put up there today talks about Catholic Schools Week, which will be next week. So hopefully everybody can get to the new website, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org, and you'll find it much easier to navigate and at least as informative, if not more informative, than the former version.
Yeah. And real quickly, just to talk a little sports with you, because that's my wheelhouse. No, I can't help myself, especially we've for a very long time, along with our one of my favorite people, Randy Paul. We've been covering Assumption Athletics. That's been fun. We've all seen, you know, our Lady Royals and them go on to do some great things and that. But you mentioned the hockey team and working with other schools on that and everything. And I think that's so awesome. I will admit, journalistically, I'm a hockey kid. I grew up in a hockey family. But the idea of having more sports and more availability for that for our kids, whether they go on to play, you know, in college or in the pros or any of that, organized sports can give such an opportunity for kids to meet other kids, to make new friends, let alone learning, responsibility, competition, all these different things that could be so good. And well, some kid may not be into basketball, they may be into hockey. So giving the opportunity for that even is fantastic, let alone that there's a team together. I think that's very cool, Daniel.
Yeah, it is. You know, and our athletic director, Joe Bierkauser, longtime athletic director for us. You know, he has a lot to thank him for all of his efforts with his coaches and the different teams. But no, you're exactly right. The athletic opportunities give kids an opportunity for other outlets for their for what they need to do to stay mentally healthy. And yeah, exactly like you said too. Not everybody wants to play basketball in the winter. So by being able to co-op with the different schools, we have opportunities. Co-op teams don't always work out for opportunities because, you know, obviously we're a smaller school. You know, we have a limited pool of potential student athletes. And so sometimes we're not able to co-op. You know, we can't co-op every single sport because we just don't, you know, obviously we don't have enough. There's just not enough student athletes to do that. But at the same time, we look for opportunities where we can find them. And, you know, we've had a good partnership with Nakusa and Port Edwards these last couple of years on the wrestling program, still ongoing at the high school level. We've had a good partnership with Pacelli and the other schools on the hockey program in these last couple of years. So we're always on the lookout for opportunities, as I'm sure all the schools in the area are for different sports and different activities.
In sixth grade, I was in intramurals at Washington School, and we didn't have enough players for a full team, so we worked together with the Rudolph School. I can't think of the name of the school. It's not there anymore. but we it was right next to Washington at the time and everything, and we wouldn't have had a team without it. And I had made some friends there that I'm still friends with to this day, and it was just a really cool opportunity. And being honest, as I have been with you in the audience before, Daniel, I was a bit of a knucklehead when I first moved to this area. That basketball team and doing that really helped me. Really, really did. It helped me not only make friends, but helped me straighten out a little bit. Athletics can do so many things for kids, not just athletics, but after school activities in general.
Yep. No, you're true. After school activities, athletics, or any of the clubs that we have, band, choir, all that, it all plays a role in making a nicely well-rounded student that, you know, ends up at the senior, his or her senior year, and then goes on to have great memories into their adulthood. So that's always what we're looking for.
Daniel, did you have any other events that you wanted to highlight today?
Well, sure. Next week, actually starting on Saturday, the 25th, is the start of the annual Catholic Schools Week, which is sponsored by the National Catholic Education Association. That's sort of our cover group of Catholic schools in the United States. And it's an opportunity for us, primarily in-house, to celebrate all that is good about our Catholic schools and about the support of our parishes. The one external event that we do have, for those that are interested, on Wednesday, the 29th, at 10 a.m., all 420 students from Assumption Catholic Schools, so 4K through 12th grade, plus the staff, are going to gather over at St. Peter and Paul Parish for our Catholic all-system Catholic schools mass. So if there are any of our Catholic listeners out there that are looking for a mass a week from now, so Wednesday the 29th, come on over to St. Peter and Paul at 10 a.m. Interestingly, you know, even though there's a number of parish buildings in the Wisconsin Rapids area, when we're talking, you know, 420 students plus another 100 or so staff members, pretty much Peter and Paul is the only church that we have that's big enough to hold all of us at one time without stacking the kids up on top of each other.
It's probably a good idea. It's probably that's a good call. This is a really nice opportunity for the community.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, so there'll be a number of the priests will be there. Several usually come. And we don't have the bishop this year because we just have a new bishop now in the Diocese of La Crosse since last May. But hopefully in a future year we'll have a bishop come for one of these masses, which is always a lot of fun for the students to mm-hmm. get the bishop. But not this year, unfortunately.
And if I may, too, this is an event that everybody can take some pride in, too.
Yeah, they do a really good job. So Father Weller, our middle school, high school chaplain, he works with the teachers and the principals in the other buildings. And, you know, there's a variety of different things that, you know, the choir will be singing. There will be obviously music and so on and so forth. So, you know, they really enjoy it. And it's nice to get the entire system together all in one spot every once in a while. Because we're scattered, you know, in different buildings throughout the city, it's really nice every once in a while when we can come together, all of us, in one spot.
We are speaking with President of Assumption Catholic Schools, Daniel Minter. And Daniel, before we get into registration and the mission over at Assumption, I did have two other events I wanted to highlight real quick coming up in February. On February 2nd, you have Royal Parent Bingo. That sounds awesome. What is that?
Yeah, so this will be the second year now for the Royal Parents. Maybe it's their third year. Anyhow, they restarted bingo a couple of years ago. And on the fourth and third Sundays of every month, from September through May, there's bingo at the Assumption Building. The doors open at noon, and then bingo begins at 1. And they have like 10 regular games of bingo, you know, where either you have four quarters or diagonal, normal, I'll call it the normal bingo type things. And then after those 10 games are done, they always do a progressive jackpot for the blackout game. And unfortunately, I do not know if this past Sunday did have a bingo game on the 19th. And I have not heard if anybody won the progressive jackpot. So I don't know the exact dollar value of that. So I'm not going to say a number. but I'll just say that there is a progressive jackpot. So there's a total of 11 games. That one can play. It usually lasts a couple hours. Fun thing to do on a Sunday afternoon, you know, particularly if it's, you know, the weather's not so hospitable outside. So first and third Sundays of every month.
And Daniel, I apologize if I'm at all putting you on the spot with these or anything, but I did see Snowball coming up February 8th from noon to at 12. That sounds like it's a fun one too.
Yeah. So Snowball is one of the dances for the students at Assumption, Snowball is sponsored by the sophomore class, sort of a pre-junior prom type situation, because the juniors do the prom traditionally. But Snowball is done by the sophomore class, and it's for the Assumption students. We do, however, have an event on February 22nd that is a fundraiser for the Royal Parents. Second annual barn dance. They do some square dancing and line dancing. They'll have a band there. And I just posted the flyer on the website today about how to get tickets for the Royal Parent Barn Dance on February 22nd. So that's an opportunity if people in the community are looking at wanting to do something and help support our Royal Parents Association, which in turn they use their money to help the teachers acquire various things for their classrooms or help underwrite field trips, like during Catholic Schools Week. Each of the school buildings goes to some different activity, whether it be bowling or skating or things like that. And so our Royal Parents do a lot to help out with extra activities, you know, beyond the academics of the schools.
It's very noteworthy, and I appreciate that, and good to hear about. We'll be sure to remind people about that one coming up, the Barn Dance, happening February 22nd. We'll let you know how you can find out more about that before we wrap up the show. Daniel, we certainly want to make time to talk about registration as well.
Sounds great.
So let's dive right into it.
All right. So registration opens on Monday, February 3rd. And again, all the details about how to register, if you're a new family looking at coming to Assumption, the details are all on the admissions page of the website, so assumptioncatholicschools.org. Just click on admissions and a whole bunch of information there. The forms that you need to fill out are all there. And, you know, if you're wanting to actually talk to a live person about registration, Carrie Minell is our enrollment coordinator. And she can be reached at 715-422-0901, or her email address is on the website. And Carrie is really good. She gives the tours, you know, so if you have, say, a 4K student, a kindergarten student, or even a 10th grade student wanting to come to Assumption, Carrie can make arrangements for tours of the school, for shadow days. So it's both our in-house registration that opens on the 3rd of February, and then also the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program registration also opens on the 3rd. So, you know, we are one of the voucher schools in the state of Wisconsin, and so there is an opportunity for families that are either new to our system or entering grades or on the system and meet the income qualifications that they can apply to receive the Wisconsin Parental Choice Vouchers to send their students to Assumption. And that runs from February 3rd to April 17th. And like most governmental programs, don't wait till April 18th to apply, because if the state says it closes on April 17th, it closes on April 17th at midnight. So, but that is a way for, you know, that started, well, it started initially in Milwaukee back in the 1990s and gradually has expanded throughout the state. And, you know, a way for some of the state tax dollars to help parents who choose to send their students, whether it be to us. Emmanuel Lutheran is also a choice school. I believe both the other Lutheran schools in town are as well.
You know, and Daniel, I think I may have mentioned this before. I'm not sure, but my brother was in a situation like this where he was going to Lincoln and really liked and he had a lot of friends that were at Assumption and liked what was going on there, wanted to transfer to over there. But my family didn't come, you know, didn't have a lot of money or anything. They were able to do this in large part because of what you're talking about. It's so beneficial to kids being able to, and a real tip of the hat to everybody that has made that happen, to where these things are more accessible for kids.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of the parental choice program. That's why they're called parental choice programs, because it gives the parent an opportunity to choose where they would like to send their children to school, and it takes the financial for those that are meet the income qualifications. It takes that financial aspect of sending the kids to a religious-based school. It takes that off the table. You know, our general philosophy at Assumption is we will not deny enrollment at Assumption to a student just solely on the basis of finances. We'll make it work somehow or another. And that's part of our mission. That is an aspect of Catholic education. But the state voucher program helps a lot. And it does work. And, you know, for those that are maybe a little concerned, it's like, wow, what? My tax dollars are going to support a religious school. Yes, we are a Catholic school. We have a Catholic focus, but we are heavily supervised by the state of Wisconsin, by the Department of Public Instruction, in terms of our teachers have bachelor's degrees. They have subject matter expertise. We are audited financially by the state to make sure that we are spending the money on the academic programs and on the programs that generally benefit schools. You know, I can't use state dollars to send the kids to the shrine down in La Crosse. That's a religious activity. But I can use them to send them to the State Historical Society in Madison, for example.
I appreciate you sharing that, Daniel. I feel for you that you the need to have to share it, but I do appreciate you sharing it. I think that's great. And when we're talking about registration and enrollment and some of these things, I think it's great to kind of wrap on the mission, the vision of Assumption Catholic Schools.
Yeah, so our mission is to promote excellence in personal growth grounded in Catholic principles and tradition, which you summed up really well is we educate the whole child, mind, body, and soul, with the purpose of having that child develop into a well-rounded, after they turn 18 and graduate, you know, well-rounded young adult prepared for that next stage of their life, whether that be going into the military or going into a career or, you know, going on for more education. And then we ground ourselves in that Catholic tradition, not just the religious tradition, but the idea of we call it Catholic liberal arts education. What that basically means is, you know, we focus on reading and math and social studies and science, and then we add in music and art and the whole of that, not just a strict focus on, you know, any one particular subject. Mm-hmm. To try to get that well-rounded student out of the door at the end of 12th grade.
And really, and again, this is coming from my brother more than anything. He felt very empowered. He felt very like he stood out, like the Assumption didn't see him as a number, just another student, but as Nicholas, as the person he was. And I think that stands out, too.
Yeah, and I think it does. And, you know, and it is one of the features, you know, obviously, you know, we are a smaller school, you know, around 35, 40 students per grade. And just by virtue of that, it is more likely that the teachers will know the students as individuals, and the principal will know the students. I might not know every single student in the school because, you know, I have 420 of them.
Yeah.
but, you know, the building staff, they know real well. And it's an opportunity for students who maybe wouldn't function as well or flourish as well in a large environment. It's another opportunity for them on there.
Yeah. Daniel, I cannot thank you enough for the time. Know how busy you are over there and everything. So thank you very much for being able to call in, join us today. If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Sure. So my direct office phone is 715-422-0902. My email, you can find it on the website, dminter@assumptioncatholicschools.org. And there's actually a form on the website. If you go on to contact us, there's a contact us form. You can send a message over and it'll get routed to the proper person. So, you know, if it's athletics, it'll go to Mr. Birkhauser, admissions to Carrie Minell, then somewhat to me, depending upon the question, or perhaps to one of the buildings if it's specific to a particular grade level. So always check out our website, assumptioncatholicschools.org. That is where we try to keep the families in the system and the community in general up to date on everything going on in the royal world.
And you do a great job of it. A shout out to your team that does that. And a big encouragement to everybody to follow Assumption Catholic Schools on social media as well. Share their posts, like the barn dance coming up and those things. You never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Daniel, say hi to the staff over there. You guys stay warm. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Democrats presented the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of three bills last week. Lisa Hale has the story.
This package of bills is designed to lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites. One of the bills is the Healthy School Meals for All. That would provide free breakfast and lunch for all students in public schools. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay supports the bill and says it makes fiscal sense.
That every kid would be able to get breakfast and lunch, and that we would actually save money because the cost of administering a program and collecting fees actually cost us dollars. So right. It's actually government efficiency to actually provide a non-mean-tested free access to meals.
The homestead tax credit would be expanded under the package, says Wisconsin Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
An expansion of the so-called homestead tax credit, which helps low-income people and senior citizens on fixed incomes with their property tax bills. So that's something that very directly helps people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And
that expansion would allow people making up to $35,000 a year to take advantage of the credit. And the final bill would put caps on certain prescription medications, such as insulin. The three bills proposed by the Wisconsin Democrats may have a hard sell in the legislature, which leans towards the Republican side. Rivera Wagner.
There will be a debate. They may not get passed, but the answer to pushing things that you believe in isn't waiting till they're the perfect time. It's making sure that we're very clear about them and making sure that people of this community are interested in advocating for that with us.
Rivera Wagner and Wall made their comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered flurries, temperatures rising up above zero in the overnight. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, still some flurries, not as cold, highs mid-20s. Colder again for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high only in the mid-teens, but warming back up for the weekend. Currently, it's 2 below.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, issues, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-491-8606. That's 800-491-8606. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-491-8606 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some bipartisan agreement in the Wisconsin legislature on taking care of new moms. Guess who said no? All the details coming up. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties, Terry Johns. Good afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon.
Being professional now.
Yes, we are.
Put on our
serious
hats.
Maybe we're just
hats.
Frozen.
This is a little column A.
Brain's moving a little slow.
We appreciate you being here, Terry, and we're going to talk about some great things going on currently with our United Way, but if we could rewind a little bit to the thank you celebration that just got done a little while ago. I'd love to hear about how that went.
Yeah. So on January 8th, we had our campaign thank you celebration. And that was a little while ago, but, you know, this is a monthly visit. So yeah, there's just some things we want to make sure that we hit on. But, you know, this is a really important kind of milestone event for us each year because we are showcasing the campaign and where we're at. And honestly, the first week of January, we're very rarely at 100%, but we're close, right? And we typically keep the campaign open for the whole month of January. And so, you know, here today, we are at 96% of the campaign. So we still are, you know, working toward that number. But that's really a big part of what the celebration is about, is saying, you know, hey, here's where we're at. Here's what we still need. But really celebrating a few different areas, and that is campaign volunteers. So our volunteer campaign chair for this year was Shalina Walschlager, and she's from Smurfit West Rock, which is in the southern part of our service area. Mm-hmm. Just as a reminder to everyone, I mean, we say it in our name, of course, but we serve Southwood and Adams County. So, you know, it was great to have Shalina step up and say, hey, you know, this is important to me. I'd love to do this. Because, of course, there was more travel involved for her than maybe somebody, you know, in Southwood County who might volunteer. So she did a fabulous job. So we, you know, absolutely thanked Shalina and you know, got her up there and made a big deal. And then she also helped us hand out some awards and recognition. One of the things that I think people maybe are not aware of, unless they help coordinate a company campaign, is that we utilize what we call loaned executives. So these are individuals from the community that their company has said, yeah, we'll give you time, you know, we'll give you work time to get on out there and help United Way. And why they're really important is because each of these individuals will take on four or five companies, and they'll help us get material there. They'll do follow-up calls. They'll pick things up just to be that liaison. Because, you know, the reality is with 3.5 staff members, it just would take longer. When we can add these, you know, 9 people we had this year, when we can add those in, right, we can get
a long way.
I mean, it's 4 times as many,
yeah, many
right?
Hands.
So I just, you know, I'd like to, we don't always, and we did at the Thank You Celebration, but I'd like to just call these people out because I think that, you know, many of them have been doing it for a long time and they keep coming back, which is really important. So this is just, you know, kind of a rundown, and I think it's important for the individuals. It's also important for their companies, right? Like they're really supporting United Way by making a donation, by having employee campaigns, but then also giving of the time of these individuals. So our loaned executives for 2024 were Brian Ashbeck from Prevail Bank, Jill Finup, U.S. Bank, Jessica Fox, Aspirus Health, Chris Inda, Next Home Partners, Sally Kistner from the Arts Council of Southwood County, who you're very familiar with. She's a frequent guest. Emma Krings from Paper City Savings Bank, Mystique McCumber from Hilltop Affiliates, Javen Radke from Wood Trust Bank, and Sharon Zeman from Edward Jones. So, you know, that group of people just really above and beyond.
Yeah.
You know, we try not to make it cumbersome, but we figure it to be, you know, a 15 to 20 hour commitment. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, that can be significant, right?
Yeah.
When you're trying to carve out that time. So, you know, our hats off to them for being volunteers at that level. Of course, we also celebrated our sweepstakes winners, which is always fun. Again, if an individual gave $52 a year, so a dollar a week, or increase their gift if they were already giving $52. They got an additional entry, and then we just do a random drawing, and have our winners. And we were able to get out the week before Christmas and award those prizes, so that was super fun. We had a winner at Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinic down in Adams, Next Home Partners, DoorWorks, and Pitch Early Learning Center, which is part of WRPS. So we had those four winners. We do have five prizes, but we did have one winner who actually was a retiree from, retired from the beer and paper mill back in the day, retired from Consolidated Papers. And he said, you know, I'd like to just give the gift back, not even give it back. I don't even want, you know, like, I'm not even going to accept it. I just want to let you keep it and use it. So and that was in exchange for anonymity.
Right, right. Nice.
I mean, fair enough. Yeah. And I shouldn't even really, I mean, I don't know if there was really an exchange, but he just said, hey, I don't want or need to be recognized.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate it, but I want you to keep the dollars. So that was really fun. And again, those prizes are all sponsored. Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Plumbing. So they, you know, are helping us with these prizes. And then, you know, this event just rolls on and on and on, right? I mean, we're recognizing individual donors. We're recognizing long time donors. We actually had a donor in the room who has been given for more than 60 years.
Whoa.
So that's super cool.
That is.
You know, so it's a really fun 45 minutes to an hour where we are literally just like, you know, come on up, get your award. And then also our community cornerstone partners. So this is, you know, company giving and what that looks like in total for somebody who is a, you know, big supporter as a company. So, you know, I just want to thank everybody and anybody who had a part in our campaign. And, you know, this might feel or seem repetitive, but I think saying thank you is really important.
Absolutely.
And I want to, you know, thank every single individual down to the $1 gift, right? I mean, we have in our community cornerstone partners, we have companies like Domtar that give, you know, over $50,000. And then we have individuals who say, you know what? What I can give is $5.
Yeah.
And all of it, that's the beauty of it, right? All of it rolls together and puts us today at 96%. So if you've been a donor in the past and you just haven't gotten around to it yet, we will still take a donation. If you already gave, thank you. I mean, I don't know how else to. The first checks went out to partner programs on January 2nd. So the dollars that you just gave, maybe in November, are already hard at work.
Yeah.
So that's really, really important, too. So just, you know, again, thank you. And our appreciation goes very deep. And we, you know, look to continue to grow in 2025, expand on programs that maybe we introduced last year in the last couple years. We also, you know, sometimes recognize that things maybe have to end, you know, and sometimes there's, you know, there's some of those growing opportunities that mean that we change. But really, you know, we had an exciting year. We went through a lot of changes. We did a whole brand refresh. So we United Way as a system look fresh and new and crisp and, you know, new colors. And sometimes that doesn't mean a lot to people, but for those of us who are in it and doing the work, it's very meaningful, and it revives, right?
Exactly.
It and refreshes things. So we are really excited about that and how that moves forward. What we're not excited about is that our Facebook is still shut down.
Yeah.
So this was a Meta Facebook decision. So I mean, and we're working really hard to get it back up, but. You know, engage with us. You can go on our website and get all the same information. It's just that you have to go get it, right?
Yeah.
All the information that you would have gotten on social media. We do have a newsletter that comes out. We have a paper version and an electronic version where you can get updates. We'll send some constant contacts now and then to your email. So if you feel like, you know, gosh, up until November 19th, I was hearing a lot from United Way and now I don't hear anything, we're trying to fix it. So I do encourage you, though, to visit our website, and then you can go to media and you can just, you know, sign up for newsletters. That, you know, right now that's our best That's just our best option.
And I think even with the when the Facebook page is back, I think that's a great option for people. It's coming right directly to you. You don't have to necessarily seek it out. And it's a great resource. It's a great way to keep up to date, not just on the things that you are doing, but the impact you're making. Because I think something in that conversation of all the numbers and all the great stuff that you mentioned there, there's two things that really stand out to me. One, these businesses, these individuals that partner and work with the United Way, I cannot stress enough the extra value you get out of that. Things like this conversation right here. We've mentioned a couple of businesses and a couple of individuals that probably wouldn't have come up in this half an hour otherwise had they not done these things. That's advertising. That's free advertising right there you just got. I think that you, it's not hard to make make it seem whatever you're donating, whatever you're putting into the United Way, you are getting your money back. Whether it is in marketing or advertising, or it is just in doing good and feeling good. And we talk so much about mental health and how important that is in this day and age. Those that are able to donate, whether it's with dollars and cents or with volunteer hours, go so far. And I bring up the volunteer hours because, you know, as long as we've been doing this together, every once in a while, things take me back a little bit. And I forget so much that you guys do. And you got three, four people in that building. It's remarkable, Terry. It really, really is. It's part of the reason why I admire you guys so much and I look up to you guys so much and I love working with you guys so much. And it also is just as remarkable, those individuals you mentioned help pull these things off, those volunteers, those longtime volunteers especially. They stand out. We appreciate them. Want to note them as well. It speaks to so much of how what we talk about all the time about community and working together.
Yeah. And thinking about and speaking of getting your money back, getting your money's worth, getting your investment out of it, we recently just completed, and we've been putting this out for a few years now. We just call it our highlights, you know, 2024 highlights, and then ways to engage for the upcoming year. So I was going to say hot off the press, but it's not even at the press yet. We literally just finalized this, but just a few, meaningful impact numbers that I think are important to share because it validates, right? If you gave a dollar a week or you're a company that gave $10,000, you know, whatever it is, what that impact is. So just a few of these, you know, these are like those deep close your eyes moments, right?
Yes.
So Imagination Library. So Imagination Library is a book gifting program. We in a milestone for us in 2024 was rolling this out to Adams County as well. So we are 100% covered in our United Way service area. And what's really awesome about that is that just in the year of 2024, 4,970 books were mailed to children from birth to age five.
Goodness. Man. Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, just let that sink in, right? Yeah, yeah. And one of the things, you know, Dolly Parton designed this program and has very, very specific guidelines. So this is every child. Okay, so this is not – a lot of our work is – focused on maybe income disparity or, you know, if someone has a recent challenge that might affect their ability to cover the cost of something. But Dolly says, you know, she does care about that, but she's saying for this program, I don't care about that. I want every kid to receive books if they're in a sponsored area. So fortunately, our Women United and just general members of the community have said, yeah, we believe in this program. We're moving, you know, we want to make sure that this happens. And so kids get a book in the mail every month. So if you just think about that, 4,970 books. Wow. I mean, it's remarkable. Yeah. And we're in a growing pattern. So that's really cool too, because we just rolled out to Adams at the midsummer last year. So we're still gaining some momentum. So that is really, really awesome. Our 211 contact center. We are one of eight contact centers that cover the entire state of Wisconsin 24/7. So if you need resources, referral, you are looking for information, you want to connect with someone on something, you can call 211. Literally just dial 211. Like if you had an emergency, you would dial 911. So you dial 211 and, you know, you say, hey, I need help with food. I need help. My child needs help with mental health. I need, you know, whatever that, oh, I have furniture to donate. Where could that go? Right. It doesn't always have to be that you need it. Maybe that you want to give. But just our contact center, and again, we're one of eight, but just our contact center answered 5,110 calls.
Man, another staggering
number. In 2024.
Whoa.
So top needs that people were calling for, housing and shelter, mental health and addiction, and then employment and income. So those are the top needs that folks are calling for. And then we also are part of the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline. So this is a special call that gets routed through the 211 system, and the resource specialists have to have another layer of training for that. So 410 of our calls actually came through the Addiction Recovery Helpline. So that's, you know, that's pretty awesome too. And, you know, in all with that, we also had a new 211 director start in September, and we only have two 211 staff. So, I mean, this is great work, and it's meaningful work, and, you know, pretty remarkable. 89 local students participated in the Finance and Investment Challenge Bowl.
Whoa.
That's really awesome. Coming up again in February.
Yes.
So looking forward to having local teams do that. But, you know, it's a fun way for high school students to showcase what they know just about personal finance, because, you know, some people teach that to their kids. Some people think finances are none of their kids' business. you know what I mean? Yeah, like they just household finances, they leave out. So this is, it's a cool, it's a quiz bowl kind of style. We it's hosted out at Mid-State Technical College. We work with a company out of Madison called Asset Builders, who do these investment challenge bowls all over the state, and then the winning two teams get to move on to a state competition. You know, so there's some layers of fun competition for the kids, but it's also just really it's really refreshing to go there and observe and see what these kids know. It's, you know, it's remarkable. So that's really awesome. And then one other thing I just want to touch on, James, is, you know, as you may recall, this year we started, this year, last year, 2024, we started our diaper drive, right? So this runs, and we're doing it again. So I'm, you know, talking about it like it's a happening thing. So this runs Mother's Day to Father's Day, right? Community baby shower kind of idea. But we're limiting what we collect. What we're looking for is diapers, unopened. They need to just... diapers, wipes, unscented preferred. I'm just telling people in case you see a sale. And then creams. So, you know, like A&D ointment, Desitin, you know, like baby rash creams. So those are the three different things that we are collecting. And again, Mother's Day through Father's Day at the United Way office. And then those will be distributed to local programs who have identified or who encounter a need. Last year, we distributed to First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center. We distributed to the Family Center and to the food pantry because they, you know, do have families, and they'll just ask when they have a supply of diapers. It's not something that they, I mean, I think they try to stock, but it's expensive. So sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't, but they might just ask, you know, hey, do you have a need for diapers? Or there's a, I think there might be a checkbox on the form. I'm not certain, but that's something. So we want to expand that. And we also recognize that there are some other, you know, perhaps direct service organizations that could use some of these things. But 2024, 14,961 items collected.
Wow.
So that's really awesome. But it's just scratching the surface. Like we know we can do more, right? So we've applied for a couple of grants to help supplement this. But it's also just a, you know, plea to the entire community that from Mother's Day to Father's Day, from now until forever, well, maybe not forever, but from now until indefinitely, we will be collecting diapers and wipes from Mother's Day to Father's Day so that we can get those out to the families that have a need. Diapers are expensive, and we recognize that. If you don't have a child in diapers, you know, you might be like, whoa, that's expensive. Or you might be like, oh, you know, I've been there, done that, right? But sometimes if we're just out shopping, it's a little bit easier for those of us who aren't in diapers that we, you know, we're not in that stage with our kids that we can just be like, oh, yeah, I could spend $20 on some diapers to pass along to somebody who really might be struggling right now.
To that point, Terry, if people are hearing this and they are in, you know, okay, I want to do it right now while it's fresh in my mind, can they drop these off early or just hang on to them?
You know, they could. We don't have a ton of storage. So, I mean, if you're like feeling really generous and you're going to buy like 100 boxes, don't bring them to us yet. Because we just really don't. We really don't have a lot of room. But I mean, we could take an occasional one, or even if you pick it up, you know, you might encounter a sale. If you pick some up, you could just maybe hang on to them till May. You know, we would really appreciate that. So, again, that's upcoming. And then, you know, two things on the docket that I just want to share, and I know we're probably close to wrapping up, but one is our calendar raffle. So we will, for the month of March, be selling calendar raffle tickets mid-February to the end of March for April. So if you're not familiar with the calendar raffle, for us, we're doing it every business day. for the month of April, and you win whatever cash is shown on that square. Mm-hmm. So the minimum prize is $75. The top prize is $200. We're giving away $2,400 total, and that's all, again, sponsored. So yeah. whatever we make on selling those tickets, and they're $10 a piece, so, I mean, it's quite manageable. But whatever we make on selling those tickets goes directly into the campaign.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
that's what it's used for and directed at. So we will have those for sale probably when I visit next month. You know, mm-hmm. we'll have some and we can really promote it, and, you know, people can stop by and that kind of thing. And then the other is Power of the Purse. We will be March 11th having mm-hmm. our Power of the Purse event. This is it's huge. It's exciting. It'll be at Bullseye Golf Club. This is a fundraiser for our Women United early grade learning and literacy, primarily focused on Imagination Library, which yeah. we talked about earlier. So we do some fun stuff. We have a pasta buffet. We have a purse silent auction, you know, raffles, networking, all of those fun things. So that is coming up soon. Tickets will be available on sale hopefully by the end of this week. We're just working out some website bumps with getting that form up, and then we will be ready to roll on Power of the Purse. So we've had people asking about it, so I just wanted to get that out there. Save the date, March 11th, and jump on and get your ticket.
Speaking with CEO of your United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, again. And Terry, we did a great job rewinding, talking about some of the things currently going on, some things upcoming. But one thing that I hope was noteworthy to the audience, especially longtime listeners out there, well, we were talking about, and you brought up the diaper campaign. And that is something that is relatively new that the United Way has done. And it just speaks to me so much of what the United Way and why we are so thankful for the United Way and how much we would miss you guys if you guys were not here, how important a value it is that we're about 4% away from getting our goal on the campaign. And I bring this up in part because of that. I'm not going to lie to the audience. It's part of the reason I'm bringing this up. But when we empower you guys, you empower us. And we work together on this, and it's such a wonderful relationship that exists in our community. So cannot encourage people enough to donate, and let's say we get a little bit more than we expected with the campaign. Well, who knows what more the United Way could do if we give them the power to be able to do it.
Absolutely. And I'm, you know, very thankful for that, you know, motivation from you to folks. But that is true. I mean, we will... Every dollar we have, we put to very good use and invest back in the community, whether that is through funded partner programs or through our own initiatives, you know, that our staff lead. And again, watch for that highlights page to come out. You'll see the 2024 stats, but then also all the ways to engage in 2025. So, you know, we are just looking forward to seeing you, talking with you and connecting on the community level. And so, you know, if you are interested in more information, reach out.
How long does the campaign go until, Terry?
Forever. No, I'm just kidding. We usually try to wrap up the end of January. We just, mm-hmm. you know, you just have to have a date because it would go on forever.
Right.
You know, at some point you just got to have a cutoff date and say, okay, anything we get, you know, I think February 1st is a Saturday. So let's say starting February 3rd, we're going to just put towards the next one, right? Because at some point we just say, that one's done. We're starting mm-hmm. the next one. So typically we go with end of January, and I don't anticipate doing anything different this year. Yeah. Now, if we were short like $1,000, I'd keep it open just to get that $1,000.
Sure,
bucks.
Sure. Right on. Good idea. I love that.
But just in general, you know, end of January is the cutoff. So you've got, you know, basically 2 weeks.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, everybody. You still have time to be a part of this year's campaign. We encourage you to do so and encourage you to reach out to United Way any way you can for any needs you might have with 211 or you are their website, uwswac.org. Be sure to check those out and sign up for that newsletter as well. It's a great way to keep up to date and everything going on over there. Terry, great to see you. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. President Trump has announced billions of dollars in private sector investment to build artificial intelligence infrastructure in the U.S. OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle are planning a joint venture called Stargate.
It's technology and artificial intelligence, all made in the USA. Beginning immediately, Stargate will be building the physical and virtual infrastructure to power the next generation of advancements in AI, and this will include the construction of colossal data centers, very, very massive structures.
The three companies will invest $500 million over the next 4 years.
What we want to do is we want to keep it in this country. China is a competitor and others are competitors. We want it to be in this country, and we're making it available. I'm going to help a lot through emergency declarations because we have an emergency. We have to get this stuff built.
The first data center will be built in Texas. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.